That crash, as we predicted here in Windsor Hills, is already out in all of media. It is wild. It is an unbelievable impact. I'm watching it now. Belly, are we putting that up on anywhere?
I am not.
Okay. Good idea. But I'm looking at it now, and the guy that said that, you know, he went through a red light just as the light was changing, either didn't know what he was talking about or was just too panicked and just sort of made something up. But those cars were going through that intersection for at least 20 seconds or so. It was the flow of traffic. There must have been 40 cars go through that intersection before he came and smashed into a car. And man, it missed the black car that skates through and that gets into a minor accident was missed by that Mercedes by a couple of inches. A couple of inches, maybe a foot or two. And then the other cars that missed that crash too, they missed it by a foot, maybe, you know, a couple yards. And a lot of cars, once that accident happened, a lot of cars scrambled and left the scene. You know, did U-turns and peeled out and took off. And I guess because they thought that gas station was going to blow up. Because it looked like the gas station was on fire, even though it was the cars that were outside. And then there's one young man, only one, that I can see so far, who got out of his car, ran across the intersection to get to try to help the people there. Man, what a hero that dude is. I don't know if you've seen that, Belly. At the end of that video, there's one kid that runs across the street. But man, that car had to be going 80 miles an hour easily. When you look at it, it's just a blur. You can barely even see the car that slammed into it. There's a young lady who is pumping gas at the United gas station, which is across the street. And she panics and backs away from her car because anyway, she goes to close her gas door. She sees that Mercedes fly through the intersection, hitting the people, and then she panics and backs away and starts running because she thinks that gas station's on fire. But it will be on social media all day. It'll probably be trending, unfortunately, and we'll all be looking at it because we're all sort of that way. But that is some accident. And that happened today. That didn't happen, you know, in some foreign country. It happened today in our backyard where six people were, you know, started the day like any other day, going about their business, maybe even listening to KFI on the way to work or on the way to a doctor's appointment, wherever they're going, grocery store, maybe school. And their life ended in a split second because the guy was going 80, 90 miles an hour through that intersection. They're going to determine how fast he was going by skid marks and watching the video, but it's got to be 80 miles an hour. The accident happened on Slauson and La Brea, right there in the Windsor Hills area, and it was absolutely horrific. I'm sure you'll see it tonight all over the local news, but at least five people have died following the crash. The crash involved three vehicles. In the intersection, happened right after 1:30 p.m. And you know, just as Gary and Shannon were ending their show and we were coming on the air, all the firefighters and first responders racing to the scene, and there were at least five, maybe six people that they couldn't save, and they died right there at the scene. So that intersection has been closed for quite some time. Slauson and La Brea is where this happened. The casino robbery, the two people that tried to rob the armored car truck outside of the Hustler Casino, they're still looking for them. And, you know, those people, the people who were covering that for TV news quickly took off and went over the Slauson accident. Two major stories within, I don't know, 6 miles, maybe 7 miles from one another. And then the Dodgers are in the news because of the horrible news that Vin Scully passed away this week. So tomorrow there'll be a big tribute for Vin Scully before the Dodger game. Starts at 6:30 tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium. There's still tickets available at, you know, the ticket brokers, SeatGeek and StubHub, Ticketmaster. So if you want to take your kids and tell everybody that you were at that memorial, or at that tribute, I should say, to Vin Scully's life, that's going to be something that you'll remember for the rest of your life. And the Dodgers always do everything first class. So you know that they have something planned, something very moving, a lot of video on the big screens, some speakers. I imagine Magic Johnson will be there speaking. Some of the older Dodgers, maybe even Steve Garvey or Ron Say. But you'll see a lot of the older Dodgers there who played for the Dodgers for most of their career. They loved Vin Scully, and they're all going to be there, or a lot of them will be there tomorrow at Dodger Stadium. Because, as I said, they don't do anything half-assed at Dodger Stadium. If they're doing a tribute to the voice of the Dodgers, the voice of sports, and the voice of Southern California for 67 years, they're going to do it right. And you're going to hear it live tomorrow on 570 AM, starting at 6:30. So I'm sure that will be uninterrupted by commercials. And you'll get to hear that live. If you can't make it, it'll be live tomorrow on 570 AM. And I'm sure it'll be the lead story in a lot of the newscasts tomorrow as well. All right, we got to take a break here. We'll come back with all of these crazy news stories that are happening today. It's the Conway Show, filling in for John and Ken on KFI AM 640. They'll be back Monday at 2 p.m. We'll keep you updated on those stories we're breaking. Accident Windsor Hills, casino robbery at Hustler Casino and the Dodgers. But first, a lot of people are trying to keep their lawn green during the drought. And you can't do it. You can't water it because your neighbors will rat you out. And then you get fined and thrown in jail for the rest of your life if you water your lawn. But there are ways to do it. And here are some tips, right?
Drastic new images from NASA show the impact the ongoing drought has had on Lake Mead. Water levels are at their lowest since 1937. In Southern California, water restrictions are in place in some areas to help conserve water. Local lawn experts say there's still things you can do around your home to help you save water and money while keeping your landscape as green as possible. It starts with watering your lawn early in the morning between 4 and 6:30 a.m.
So far, not a big tip.
If you water during the day, it's just like pouring gasoline on your lawn, because the sun's out, it's going to burn it.
Joel Soper with Aerations Plus says staking holes into your lawn to loosen up the soil twice a year helps get water and nutrients down into the roots.
So what happens if you don't have an aerated soil?
By the way, that is an old myth. Let me play this again for you.
Pouring gasoline on your lawn because the sun's out.
All right, when they say this, right, here, let me play it here.
Between 4 and 6:30 a.m.
If you water during the day, it's just like pouring gasoline on your lawn because the sun's out, it's going to burn it.
That's not true. I know that the guy thinks it is, and he's heard that for a long time. But here's proof that that's not true. Have you ever golfed and the sprinklers go on during the day? They water their golf course during the day. And so that has to be a complete myth. If you water your grass during the day, it's like throwing gasoline on it. It's not true.
Joel Soper with Aerations Plus says staking holes into your lawn to loosen up the soil twice a year helps get water and nutrients down into the roots.
That's true. You know, they sell those things at Home Depot and Lowe's. It looks like a rake, but only with four or five spikes at the bottom, and you push it down into the grass and loosen it up. That's absolutely true. That can help you a lot.
So what happens if you don't have an aerated soil? The water has a tendency just to either
run off of it
or stay on top of the lawn.
That's
and when the sun comes out, it'll burn the lawn.
Soper says a home's irrigation system can often be the biggest water waster. He says check for leaks and watch it in action to make sure it's hitting your lawn and not going elsewhere. Soper recommends installing a smart timer to monitor water use and replace old sprinkler heads with new ones that control the amount of water that comes out.
So compared to the old school heads that just sprayed up in the air and just wasted water, you're going to get a lot more bang for your buck.
He says soaker hoses can also be placed in planters and other hard-to-reach places.
Not only are you getting a lot better results, you're watering a lot less because it's getting right to where it needs to get to.
Experts say some of these changes could cost you a little more on the front end, but you'll save more in the long run.
That's true. Some of that stuff is true, right? Others, I don't know. All right, we do have an update on the casino robbery. If you're a big fan, you go down to the Hustler Casino, you'll want an update. Want to see if they're open, closed, or they'll be closed for a while? Are the guys still on the loose? Let's find out.
The Hustler Casino is a very popular casino, and behind me, this is a very busy intersection. So imagine the scary moments when gunfire erupted in that parking lot over there, not far from the casino's doors. Scary moments for the people who were inside at the time and for the people who live and work around here.
What happened?
They start shooting. Nothing, they start shooting.
Someone got shot?
I can't say anything.
Chaos at the Hustler Casino. Employees rushed out after hearing a shootout in the parking lot. Philip Chavez says he was walking his dog when he heard gunshots.
Still shaking. Still shaking.
Gardena police say it all started when a group of suspects ambushed two armored vehicle security guards in an attempted robbery with a rifle and handguns.
As soon as they got out of the car, they were met with gunfire.
Police tell us only one guard was shot. The other suffered minor injuries.
Man, that is really tough to be an armored car guard right now. That you are everywhere you go, you've got to be extremely careful because everybody knows you got a lot of dough in that truck and they want it.
Investigators aren't sure if the suspects were hit, but they were able to get away on foot with an unknown amount of money.
I was like, what? They're shooting? And that's really just crazy that they did all of that.
As all of this was going on, Alicia Howard was teaching her pre-K students at this daycare directly across the street from the parking lot.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was just trying to make sure that nobody came over here, nobody tried to run over here, or they didn't try to hide out over here and make sure the kids were safe.
That's right.
I was like, what?
That's right. That's how I was like.
Investigators say there were reports that a suspect might have run into the Moose Lounge next door. So authorities used the...
Run where?
Investigators say there were reports that a suspect might have run into the Moose Lounge next door.
Moose Lounge. Ah, that's kind of cool. Sounds like a place you'd see in Great Wolf Lodge, right?
Suspect might have run into the Moose Lounge next
door. The Moose Lounge. There's somebody who's never been to the Moose Lodge.
Into the Moose Lounge next door. So authorities used a drone and the SWAT team used flashbangs to clear the building. They later determined no one was inside.
Inside where? The Moose Lounge.
Well, now the search is on for the suspects.
Yeah, the suspects with those Moose Lounge hats.
Been here 20 years and I can't think of anything like this. We've had incidents at the casino, but not like...
But not at the Moose Lounge?
The guard who was shot was taken to the hospital in critical condition, but he is expected to survive. Meantime, police are reviewing security video from this casino to try and get a good description of those suspects. Their car, a white sedan, was recovered just around the corner here.
Uh-oh.
If you have any information that can help detectives, you're asked to call Gardena Police.
There you go. All right, that's the update on the casino and on the casino, I guess, robbery, right? They weren't really in the casino. And now an update on the deadly crash out at Slauson and La Brea.
It's difficult to put into words what this scene is like, but horrific and tragic certainly do help describe what we see out here. You can see La Brea and Slauson there, where there are a couple of burned out cars, still a trail of debris left in this intersection. But we'll also focus for you over on the car that they believe, that investigators believe, caused this.
Yeah, it's the Mercedes that came flying through there. And you can see it, it's all over social media. We haven't posted it, and I understand why Bellio didn't want to post it. It's pretty gruesome. It's pretty bad. And I know that we're in the news business, and the other news stations are posting it. But Bellio, I leave it up to her, and I totally agree that it is horrific to watch. And I agree with Bellio not throwing it up there. I think that's the right choice. All right, we talked about Marilyn Monroe passing and dying 60 years ago today. That means Crozier was 26 years old and started here at KFI 26 years after Marilyn Monroe passed away. You started at KFI 26 years after she passed away.
I wasn't there.
No.
I had nothing to do with it.
That's right. But you started, you've been here 34 years?
Yes, sir. Okay. This coming December, yeah.
All right. So you were 26 and just starting here at KFI. What was your first job at KFI? It wasn't KFI, was it?
I was 20 when I started here.
Oh, 20. Okay.
Yeah.
It was 26 years after that, after her death.
Right.
Yeah. Right. What was your first job here?
I actually started at Coast. I was their only board operator. So when they had live remotes and things like that, like from Disneyland, I was the one that was running it back at the station.
That was your first job here?
First job. I started out doing music research for Coast. Like, I would call people in the evening at dinner time and say, hey, what kind of music do you listen to? Want to hear this? And then that would generally be what we'd end up on Coast, the music.
And at that time, all music stations did that.
Yeah,
they were constantly calling people.
Yeah. You'd get a list, and then eventually you kind of narrow down that list to a group of people, and then do an anonymous. They didn't know we were for Coast, but then we'd go to like a hotel somewhere, and then have them do it all right there in a big room, and then afterwards we told them we were from Coast.
And that would dictate the playlist?
Yes, sir. We'd play little 10-second hooks of songs, and they would rate them.
Do you remember the one that you heard when we thought, well, that's going to be a hit?
Well, you know, it was a lot of older and newer stuff. It wasn't necessarily just new music because they were always constantly refreshing the playlist they had.
Yeah. A lot of
Phil Collins, though. I'll say that.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't get that. Yeah. But, you know, that Coast is not just for old people. My daughter, who's 16, and her friends listen to that station.
Really?
Yeah. And they enjoy it.
Yeah. It's always transcended generations.
Yeah. My daughter, when she gets in the car, you know, she turns off KFI and you know, 570 AM KLAC because, you know, she gets enough of that in her downtime with me. And she turns on that Coast in the car.
The legendary greatest program director for music I've ever been around, Johnny K.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Johnny K. Ding dong with that guy.
Yes, sir.
That is wild. All right, we're following a bunch of stories here. We got the Santa Clarita fire. Looks like that is under control. The accident, Windsor Hills, 6 people killed. Horrible accident. You can see it everywhere online. You'll be able to watch it tonight on the news. We've decided not to post it on our website. Robbery at Hustler Casino. We just learned the update there. And then the Dodgers swept the San Francisco Giants. That'd be awesome if they swept the 49ers.
Yeah,
they swept the Giants. And now they're coming home, and a big tribute to Vin Scully tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium starting at 6:30 p.m. You'll want to be there. You'll always remember that you were there. And if you want to take the kids or the grandkids, they'll remember that for a long time as well. And then keep that ticket stub if they still have ticket stubs. I think everything is online now. And that ticket stub will be worth something someday. You know, opening day ticket subs to Dodger Stadium are selling for $80, $90, $100. So it might be worth something one day. And a great tribute. Dodgers will have a great tribute tomorrow night to Vin Scully. All right, it's Colin Show. We're filling in for John and Ken. The accident in Windsor Hills killing 6 people. The fire in Santa Clarita. The casino robbery. And every once in a while, you got to say, you know what? I've had it. I cannot take any more bad news. I've got to take my family away and let them enjoy themselves for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. And there's no better place to do it in the world than the Orange County Fair. Now, it comes to an end a week from Sunday, but you can still slide out there. You got 2 more weekends left. And Michelle Richards, she runs the entire place. There's nobody that she answers to. And she's with us. Michelle, how are you?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
You don't answer to anybody, right? When you make a decision, you make it.
Well, I do answer to a board of directors.
Okay.
But, we make a lot of good decisions together.
And, yes, you do.
And you're right. What a great place to escape all this craziness in the
world,
know. Huh?
But that's exactly the reason why people pay to go out there, and they pay for the rides, and they pay for the food, because, you know, the money in their pocket doesn't mean anything compared to the happiness that brings them.
Right. We need them to leave their troubles in the car in the parking lot and just forget about things for a few hours and come and have a blast.
That's right. Is there a theme this year or is there a theme every year?
there is a theme every year, and this year the theme is Feel the Sunshine, and it's a good one, right?
Oh, okay.
We all need a little sunshine right now.
Yes, that is great. Now, you guys are closing a week from tomorrow? I mean, week from Sunday.
We are. So we're Wednesday through Sunday of this week, and then Wednesday through Sunday of next week. So it's gone as of Sunday, August 14th. So you got to get out to the OC Fair before we close up for the next year.
And for people unfamiliar with the Orange County Fair, maybe they've been in a coma for a while, it's located right at the end of the 55 freeway.
Right. So kind of where the 55 and the 405 intersect.
Okay. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there's always plenty of parking there. They got a huge parking lot. And you guys are limiting the amount of guests this year to make everybody else's experience a little more enjoyable.
That's exactly right. And that's something we borrowed from last year during COVID.
Okay.
You know, we controlled the attendance because of, you know, wanting to give people a little extra elbow room. And it worked out so beautifully. We created such a great experience here because, you know, no one wants to come to an event where you're absolutely crammed in shoulder to shoulder.
Sure. And I also heard that, and I think we had discussed this before when you're on with during the evening program, but mm-hmm. that there are generation after generation of people who have had the same booth. And it goes back to their grandparents and their parents, and now they're running a booth where they're selling their wares, their goods, or whatever it is.
It's such a great family tradition here, not only the merchants, but a lot of the concessionaires as well. And our guests come back year after year to see those people, you know, and make great family memories together.
Yeah, and you really have to do it. Making it a tradition every year is really a cool deal. You guys have what I think is fairly new, maybe, I don't know, over the last 10 or 15 years, the hangar at the Orange County Fair?
The hangar is the place to be. So the building is sort of designed after the big hangar buildings at the old El Toro Marine Corps base.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a great venue to see tribute bands. We've got mariachis coming next week. It's you can stand outside the hangar and watch for free with your fare ticket, or you can spend a few extra dollars and get a reserved seat inside the hangar.
Oh, okay. Now, this weekend, this is going to be great. You have one of the funniest men in the world, Jim Gaffigan, coming in. I believe he's there tonight. Is that correct?
Tonight. He
wow.
is here tonight. Yeah. He's so funny.
He's
so
great.
So funny. Love him. Yep.
And then a week from tomorrow night, Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
That's Smooth. Sensational.
Smokey Robinson. Yep, that's going to be a great show.
And then the fair won't be around, but you've got two concerts that I think people should know about. The Steve Miller Band. I grew up with Steve Miller Band, and that is always a great night. That's going to be on Thursday, August 25th. And then Wednesday, August 31st, Pat Benatar is going to be there.
Yes. Oh, two excellent performers, and they both love performing in the Pacific Amphitheater. That's our 8,200-seat outdoor amphitheater. There's no better place to watch a summer concert under the stars than at the Pacific Amphitheater.
Yeah, and then a week from Saturday, the night before you close, which is probably, you know, pretty sad and depressing for, you know, people that work there and people that go there, you're going to be uplifted, though, with the 55th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's with the Fab Four of the Beatles band.
Yep, the Fab Four is coming. Psychedelic Furs are coming. And we've got some great shows lined up after the fair. So our concert series will continue for a couple of weeks after the fair closes. We've got Cole Swindell playing, Ramon Ayala, Jackson Brown, and Boy George and Culture Club.
Yeah, I've seen a Beatles band before. I've not seen the Fab Four, but I've seen a Beatles band. And if you're there and you've had, like, I don't know, you know, four or five or 16 drinks, it's exactly like seeing the Beatles.
It is. Well, the Fab Four is the best. They're the best. And it'll really take you back all that great Beatles music.
Yes. And is it true that they call them the Fab Four if you have four drinks, you think it's the Beatles? Is that true?
I think it's pretty
yes.
fabulous.
Yeah. All right. And what does it cost to get in? $800, $900
No, not at all. And we did not raise our gate prices this year. Same price as it's been since 2018. So on Wednesdays and Thursdays, it's $12 to get in general admission. On Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's $14. Kids under 12 and seniors always $7.
Man, that kid's price hasn't gone up in 20 years.
No, we really want to make it affordable for families to come and enjoy the OC Fair.
$7 is a steal. I mean, you'd spend $7 on a cup of coffee.
Right? Yeah. I keep saying cheaper than a movie.
Yeah.
Cheaper than going to the movies. And there's so many free things to do at the fair. You know, yes, there you can spend your money on food or concert tickets, but listen, you know, the pig races are free. We've got 2 litters of new baby piglets in our centennial farm.
Oh, good.
We've got 5 stages of free entertainment, exhibits from the community, you know, beautiful paintings and quilts and woodworking where, you know, people enter to win blue ribbons at the OC Fair.
Yeah, I always like wandering after, you know, the havoc of, you know, going on rides and playing games and stuff like that, to get away for a couple, you know, half hour, 45 minutes and just walk around the animals is always really cool.
It is good. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, when do you and the rest of your crew, when will you start working on the Orange County Fair for 2023? Is it the following week? Do you take any time off?
No, already working on it. It's about an 18-month planning cycle. So, yep, we're already working on next year.
Yeah, well, you've done a fantastic job. When I first met you, you were a ticket taker at that fair, and now you're the president, CEO, and you run the whole show. I couldn't be more proud.
I think I've done okay, huh?
Yes,
and it's a really great organization. I'm so lucky. I have the best job in the world, and the team of people that I work with have such passion for this event and this property, and it's our pleasure every year to offer the OC Fair to the community.
It is great, man. I will see you down there. Michelle, thank you. You're always welcome to come back. It's always, you know, I think you do us a favor by coming on to tell us and remind us that it's time to step away every once in a while, have some fun, go to the concerts, mm-hmm. have great food, go on these rides, and start to make memories with that family to last forever.
You bet. You're the best, Tim. Thank you,
Michelle. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, there she goes, Michelle Richards. And that is a true story. When I first met her, I think she was working taking tickets at the Orange County Fair, and now she's the CEO, president, and runs the entire show there. That is some crawl up that corporate ladder, man. I've never seen anything like that. All right, we're going to wrap this up. We'll come back. John and Ken will be back on Monday at 2 p.m. And we will be back tomorrow for them at 2 p.m., tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. And we have Rick Monday on tomorrow. So that'll be cool.
Hey, right?
Yeah, Rick Monday talking about the great late Vin Scully. And we'll have him on right before the big tribute to Vin Scully tomorrow night at Dodger Stadium at 6:30 p.m. You want to try to get out there. We're live on KFI, Marky T.
I love him. Yes, thank you, everybody. Please.
What's up, Bob? How you been?
How's the Big John and Ken experience going for you?
Oh, man. Yeah, filling in for John and Ken is a lot of work.
I mean, in the old days, you used to get high and listen to John and Ken.
That's
now
right.
It's kind of a different deal. You can't
now I get
really
high and
that.
Sit in for him.
So, you feel like it's going okay? You got the rhythm of their show?
I don't know. I mean, you know, you read some of the email and, you know, they hate it, but...
is that right? You've already got that. You a beloved figure?
Yes.
No.
No, look, anytime you tune in to hear your boys or your girls on TV or radio and they're not there, click. You know what I mean?
It's a tough room for sure.
Oh, yeah. You'll start hearing that in about 11 minutes.
That is exactly right.
I'm just kidding, buddy.
You know, the audience, your audience has been softened up to me. Yeah,
they
exactly.
know you, dude. Come on, man.
Hey, real quickly,
I know that you and I are big fans of little flights. You go to San Francisco, we go to Vegas, whatever. And I can take the small airplane seats. But did you know this, that it used to be standard for there to be 36 inches between your seat and the seat in front of you, and now in 2022, that's now 18 inches?
It's disgusting.
Isn't that
really
crazy?
Is. It's disgusting.
But look, you and I could fly to Vegas or San Francisco and not complain at all. But if you're going to put me 18 inches from a guy and then fly to New York or Paris, that's outrageous.
Yeah, and the other thing I would just say is that there can be delays. You know, it is, let's say, L.A. to Vegas or to San Francisco. But, I mean, okay, so in the air, it's 40 minutes or whatever it is. It's an hour. But you don't get into the air oftentimes for a couple of hours, you know. And so you're crammed into that seat for much longer. It may not be a couple hours, but even an hour, it's tough, I think.
Don't you love flying to Vegas where, you know, you're flying in August or September and you know you're going to get the updraft from the heat on the desert, and the six or seven guys who've never done that before are on that flight and they get that turbulence and like, whoa, whoa! And everyone else is just lighting a cigarette going, oh, it happens every day.
No, it is true that I thought what you were going to say is, don't you love the trip to Vegas? If you're driving there or flying there, the trip to Vegas is great because you have all the hopes, you have all the dreams.
Right.
We're going to get together with so-and-so, we're going to have dinner, we're going to gamble, it's going to be a show. And then you come back and you're hungover, you've lost everything, then you lost everything plus 20%. And it's just it's a much different vibe on the way back.
And then I can't tell you how many times I've said to myself on the drive or the flight back, what an a-hole. What an a-hole. Using the whole term. What an a-hole. What an a-hole. I mean, like thousands of times on the way home.
Well, the gambler regret dance is a pretty,
it's the worst.
Yeah, I'm well familiar with it.
But you know, when you bump a credit card, right, you're out of cash, your ATM has said no, and so you have to bump a credit card, and you got to put your thumbprint on that yellow piece of paper. That yellow piece of paper floats around like the feather in Forrest Gump, you know, when you go to sign it. But the next day, when you pull it out of your pocket, you got to have two bellhops try to help you pull it out of your pocket. It is heavy paper.
We are a couple of losers. But, you know, it's funny that Ray, what you did, everybody should know, is when Tim came over to do John and Ken, he took his crew. That's why you heard Crozier and Sharon, et cetera. So John and Ken's crew is coming to do Conway. And by that, I mean Ray. He's an award-winning producer, right? So he's there. But I mentioned him in the context of Vegas because I'd forgotten this. But as you're talking, I was thinking, last time I was in Vegas, it's been a while now, that I had a really good time, I ran into Ray.
Oh, really?
And it was at the Britney Spears concert. But the wild thing was, outside the Britney Spears concert, first of all, I thought, what are you doing at the Britney Spears concert? I mean, I had Courtney with me, although I would love to see Britney Spears, even though I was just by myself. And Ray said, well, we're here with the girls, and they want to go, we're going to stay out here. And so literally, Ray and I forget who he was with, they stayed outside in the concert and just had cocktails while we were inside watching the show.
Wow.
So you can imagine when we came out of the concert, Ray, who had been like, you know, very, he's a cool-headed guy,
sure,
but he seemed very lucid before the show started. When we came out, he's been knocking back cocktails for a couple hours. He's like a totally different dude.
Right.
Now let's get some drinks for everybody. Come on. It was a really fun Ray. It was like,
that was
one of the most fun nights I've had in Vegas. And it was with Ray there in outside the Britney Spears show.
And plus, he could keep the $700 that he saved on the concert and throw that into lemon drops.
It is true. It is true. He definitely saved some money.
I was in Las Vegas, and I was with Jennifer. And this is before we had our daughter. And I ran into Brian Whitman. And Brian Whitman was my old co-host at KLSX. And he was standing in line, I think at the Flamingo Hotel or wherever it was. And I said, what are you doing, buddy? Is this the line for the bathroom? Why are you standing? What's going on here? And he says, no, this is the line to get into Barry Manilow. And I said, oh, okay. I said, are you going alone? He goes, no, this is my friend Steve. I'm going with Steve. And the two of them standing in line for Barry Manilow, I said, buddy, I said, you got to put some Raiders gear on you or something.
You didn't think it was a macho enough
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I love Barry Manilow, but to sit there with another pal to go into Barry Manilow, that's...
I don't know.
This is 30 years ago, Mark. Things have changed.
I get it. Okay.
Things have changed.
I get it. Remember we had Barry Manilow on your show? That was kind of a fun time we had.
Because man.
I had seen his show, and he did something in the show, and we got a chance, Tim and myself asked him whether this was legit. The thing he does on his show is he puts a bunch of his songs on a wheel. And he brings somebody up from the audience, and they spin the wheel. And wherever the wheel lands is the number they're going to do.
Yep.
So I asked him, I said, so I was at your show, and I saw this. Is that legit, or do you guys have a little thing like a pedal or something that somebody presses so you'll do like Weekend in New England or whatever your song is? And he said, no, it's absolutely legit. And I found that out on your show because, that was a question we asked him.
What do you got coming up tonight? Anything interesting?
We'll touch on the Brittany Griner thing, the guilty plea, and then now the prisoner swap or whatever they're really going to try to do. I mean, but there are a lot of different aspects to that story. Allison Martino is going to be here. She does a lot of classic L.A. You really will like her if you catch a little bit of this segment because she is all about the history of L.A. and the history of Southern California and, the classic Hollywood. And she does a regular reporting for Spectrum News. And she also has her own website, which is all about throwback L.A. And it's really, really cool. So I always learn something from her, and she's a terrific guest. Her dad was in The Godfather, by the way.
Wow.
Her godfather, her dad was Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather.
Wild,
remember that scene? Johnny Fontaine's never going to get that movie.
That's I think her brother does that TikTok channel, L.A. in a Minute. Let's get into it.
Oh, is that right?
I think so. I think that's related to him somehow. I don't know. Maybe
I'll ask her. Anson Williams is going to be with us.
Wow.
How about that?
That's kind of cool.
Happy Days?
Yeah, Happy Days.
He's running for office. More on that when we get him in the 7 o'clock hour. Fritz Coleman is going to be with us.
God almighty.
Yeah, it's like the old Hollywood squares tonight. We've got just a bunch of different, it's a cavalcade of stars.
Hey, Bellio.
And Chad Bell from the...
Mark outbooked you.
Sorry.
And Chad Bell from the Clippers he's got a new podcast. So it's going to be, it's a big show, Tim.
God
big,
almighty.
Let's get it off. Come on, kid.
That is some show. Hey, Bellio, can we get Shannon and Mark on again tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, buddy, you're the best.
All right, pal.
Thanks, man.
Have a good night.
All right, Mark Thompson in tonight for us. We'll be on tomorrow for John and Ken at 2 o'clock on KFI AM 640.